Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1371, recorded June 30th, 2012. A really rank production. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the weekly daily. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you have to.
Hello, Dickie D.
Well, how are you?
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, sir. A couple days away.
Coming Wednesday. Yeah, so Wednesday. Now I remember for years you would park your boat on the Hudson and look between two buildings to watch the fireworks.
Yeah, because for many years they moved from the Hudson to the East River, and it was too crazy to go all the way down and around the point of Manhattan. So I would just dock at 34th Street, which is a wide, wide avenue, get a little TV set, on the 12-volt TV set. At the bottom of the TV set, I could see the fireworks leave the barge. And then I would look up, and I would see the fireworks become 3D.
Yeah, wow. It's a multimedia extravaganza.
It was probably one of the very first multimedia events.
Well, but now they've moved it back to the Hudson. Is that what
they are directly in the Hudson River? And a friend of mine, Warner, has some people over and serves food, and you just lay back. And the nearest barge is just 20 blocks away.
Oh,
so
that's
spectacular.
Great. Oh, that's fun. I love fireworks. And New York, that's the famous one. That's the Provimi brothers or whatever.
The Grucci brothers.
Provimi's the veal. That's right.
Well, the veal fireworks are not that exciting.
Not as good.
Not as good. Last year, there was just too much garlic.
And then I guess tomorrow is Canada Day. So happy Canadian birthday to Canada.
Oh, good. Yes. Yeah.
I guess that's what they're celebrating.
A lot of viewers there from
we
the
do.
Days we used to trot up there.
Yeah, that's right. You used to come up too.
To Montreal and Toronto and then Vancouver. Yeah.
Now, there are those in our chat room, pedantic though they might be, who say you shouldn't call it the 4th of July. Everybody has a 4th of July. Ours is Independence Day because we are celebrating our independence from Great Britain.
Did that finally happen?
I don't know. I think, wait a minute, let me look at the dollar bill.
I think we're waiting on it.
Still, I can't remember. No, it's some guy with wooden teeth.
Okay. No, I guess that's it. That's us.
Yeah, that's King George III, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
King Washington? No, I don't think that's correct.
King. He looks like George III, though, doesn't he?
He does look like George.
At this point, you can't really tell the difference.
Alfred Newman, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. From this distance, all those Brits look the same.
Exactly.
Anyway, so happy Independence Day, and for those of you in the rest of the world, happy 4th of July, because it doesn't matter either way. We're celebrating.
We're celebrating. And we're celebrating.
What are we celebrating?
Well, you know what? This is this week.
Yes.
Two more weekly Daily Gizwizzes at this time. And then we move to NBC prime time, 8 o'clock. Or did I get that memo wrong?
Well, I'm just glad you're telling me about the move, because the last time there was a move, my parents just left without telling me, and it's nice to know that you're moving.
Yes, yes.
I will make sure I arrive at the same address. Yeah. Yes.
The show is actually moving back to its original time slot.
After 4 years, we finally realized the error of our ways.
Well, you know what it was? It was those 5 emails I would get every week saying, I just watched Mac Break Weekly, and I still don't see the Weekly Daily Gizwiz. Where is it? So, for those 5 people, we're going back to Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Pacific.
4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right.
That would be 2000 UTC if you're still in Great Britain. But
now we're going to have help from our listeners and viewers.
I'm excited. Yes. Let's get people involved in this here.
We are. We talked about it briefly last week, but you said, you know, we don't have an address yet. We don't have a producer. We suck at Jason into doing this. So there'll still be a video of the week, but it doesn't have to be my video. We're going to ask people to submit videos or a link to a video that they put up, wherever they put them up, on YouTube or whatever. You can send videos in 3 categories.
Okay.
My Gadget Warehouse, which would be a gadget that you've had for years. For some reason, you can't part with it.
I love that. People tend to want to mail those to us. Instead of that, just give us a video. We're out of room.
Just give us a video. A 2 to 4 minute video. Good. Say, hey, guys, this is my favorite gadget.
Yeah.
I've had it. I bought it 100 years ago. It was $9 million. Whatever. And the great thing about this is they can include gadgets like an old car they hate to part with, an old TV. So don't mail us anything. Just a link. A link to a video. So that's one category. The second category is like a way for you to feel good about something that was a terrible purchase. The second category is, I bought a piece of crap. This is where you purchase something. Oh, you were looking forward to this. You thought this was going to change your life. This is going to be the greatest gadget ever, and it turned out to be not that way. So a little video on, I bought a piece of crap. And the third one is, I invented this. And it's interesting. I already got one email said, I did invent something. Where do I tell you guys about it?
Oh,
so I invented this. It could be something you invented, your neighbor invented. You know, we're not going to produce it for you, sell it for you, but we'll get you a little exposure from the show. And we even have an email address for all the stuff,
which
goes to gizwiz@twit.tv.
Yay.
gizwiz@twit.tv. And so we're on this Saturday, next Saturday, July 14th. July 21st, there is no show, because the new show starts July 23rd. Is that correct? July 24th. So Tuesday, July 24th is the first of the new shows.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also had a quick thought.
Yes.
I this would be at my expense. I was thinking of flying out to do the first show.
Oh, no, we'll pay your flight.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, it'd be fun to have you in studio.
I thought it might be a fun way to kick off.
Ah, let's do it, Dick.
Okay.
You can stay in my place.
Okay, very good.
I got a little tent on the balcony. It's great. You'll love it.
You know what? The last time, Leo, was $79, and it was just like, it was only $4 cheaper than the Sheraton.
For you, $73. How about that? We'll undercut the Sheraton.
Oh. Okay.
And by the way, your chicken marsala is ready.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, at least they said it.
Did I
anyway.
Get French toast without garlic?
No. Yeah. Did I mention everything has garlic now? Everything.
I know.
Has garlic.
I know. Including the coffee and the tea.
Nothing wrong with that. Garlic coffee, it's a put hair on your juice.
So very exciting stuff.
Good. Okay. gizwiz@twit.tv. That's the new address. You can also use that to mail Dick emails, but we really want to get those videos. That'll be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're working on some other fun surprises. We're going to make this a good show. Not that good.
Let's not give them something they're totally unfamiliar with.
No, you're right. But come to think of it.
They're going to say, who are these two people? I'm enjoying this.
Did I say not good, just better? Yeah. But that's
better
easy.
Than
that's
this.
A low bar.
Let's put it this way. The bar we set is painted on the floor, so it's very hard to get lower than that.
So let's get our I have some gadgets that actually you got you arranged to have sent to me, and I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, yeah. There's a mid-year show now called the CEA Line Show, and it is where their companies gather, and every year we get more and more exhibitors. This year there were probably 50 to 60 exhibits, and the great thing about it is it's right here in New York City, so a lot of reporters can go there. I'm walking by a booth, and this guy, Jason, "Oh, Dick, this has your name written all over it." I said, "Well, why did you do that? Because maybe I, why would you do that?" Anyway, he said, "Oh, this has your name. This is so good. This is so good." I said, "Jason, I'll talk about it." I didn't say I would talk about it in a particularly good way.
When I go home, I'll tell Dennis what a jerk you were, and then I've talked about it. Yeah,
right. Well, you know, I'm talking about it only because I'm not quite sure why these people go on and on and on. It's something new from Polaroid.
Ah.
Okay, and when I say Polaroid, you know,
it's not the same. It's the Lady Gaga Polaroid.
Yes. Anybody can license the Polaroid name. I was in a hardware store where they were selling Polaroid light bulbs that were literally...
I know. They make light bulbs. I know.
Yes, in the Polaroid box with the Polaroid, you know, colors. Anyway, so last year I thought Polaroid came up with a pretty good idea. It was a camera that looked like the old SX70, except now it was digital, and you could do some editing in the camera and then just print the photos you wanted. So My friend said, "Dick, this is great." So this is now aimed at the youth market, and it's called the S340. And it's a digital camera, 10 megapixels, and it takes 2x3-inch photos. I said, "Well, they're really tiny. You know, why?" And he said, "Well, each photo is actually a sticker, and kids love stickers."
Wait a minute. It's a photo camera that prints stickers?
Stickers, photos that have sticker backs.
That's a little odd.
If you go to gizwiz.biz, you'll actually see the photo quality.
Are they like Polaroids though? I mean, is it?
Yes. You know, it uses, you know, they now use that zinc technology where it's dry ink, and the picture comes out in about 45 seconds out the side of the camera.
Well, that's interesting.
Comes out totally dry. The problem is, Leo, it's still 50 cents a shot. So
that was always a problem with Polaroid. It was expensive.
Yeah, it was a buck a shot with the old Polaroid.
Right,
so they
got
it down that if you buy a pack of 50 shots, it's $25. So it comes out to 50 cents. The camera also shoots 720p video, but since it's initially a still camera, it's only a digital zoom, which doesn't do much good. The price, I'm not so sure. If you're interested in the camera, they do have a good deal to start with. The camera's going to be $159.99.
That's not bad.
Okay, but this is the good deal about it. It's coming out in August. However, if you go to, let me get their website, store.polaroid.com, and just say, "Send me a notice about the new camera," you automatically will get, along with a notice about the new camera, a $50 off code. So the initial cameras will just be $109.
That's not bad. I mean, it makes sense because they're making their money on the film.
Absolutely.
So
it's the Z2300 coming out in August. But if you're interested, you should sign up so you could get your code for a $50 discount. That's like almost a third off the price, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That is gadget number one, but I'm guessing gadget number two is a little something from the YouTube channel. Is that right?
Yeah, you are so with
it. Now, someday this will be perhaps you, our listener.
Yes, that's exactly right. It might be Dickie D.
Steve Bartolo. Today it's me. He's so excitable, that Dickie D in the box. He's very excitable. Look at him. He just can't wait to get on the air. He's let me talk. No, Dick's still talking. Let me talk. I want to say, it's my turn. No, Dick's still talking. Just wait till Dick throws it.
Okay, is it time? Is it time?
Dick, would you just throw it to the guy in the yellow
shirt? Yes. So here's my video of the week. Oh, that was very short.
It's a short one.
There should be a little more than that.
Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with this week's weekly daily GizWiz video. You know, with digital media, everybody now can do a video podcast, make a video movie with your camcorder, but there could come a time where you want a teleprompter. You want something where you can read the script. Now, a professional like me, I don't need to read a script. I just make stuff up, and teleprompter, it stopped. What am I going to do? Make this up? Okay, so we are making it up. But this is a really neat gadget. Take a look at this. It's ListTech. This is already on the market. This uses your iPhone, your iPod Touch, and you
make your own teleprompter.
You print out your own script. It has a remote control. I have it upside down. Remote control. You can either type with that. You can import it to the program. And then the camera mounts behind it, and it's a two-way mirror. The camera is back there. So that's why you see people doing these long speeches. It's because they're reading it like that.
That's pretty legible, too.
At the same time, they're looking directly into the camera.
And you'll see the newest version.
Now, this is shipping already. This is ListTech, and they're a part of Tiffin. That's $319. Okay, discounts might be available. And this guy is just starting up here. This is their new version, and that's going to work with the iPod.
iPad.
And this is the iPad, and this is really a big screen guy. So this guy is, Lisa's going to remind me, how much, Lisa?
List is $659.
$659, and that's coming in?
End of July.
So there are two really neat devices to make your video or your movie look professional, unlike the work we do here. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with One Take Theater on the weekly daily GizWiz. Bye.
That's cool. Now that's cool.
They're pretty neat, aren't they?
We bought, professional teleprompters that use, monitors and so forth, and I think they were considerably more than that. So that's cool. And a lot of people have iPhones. Now, they say that they'd ever do an Android version of that?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it could be anything.
It can be anything. Whatever small phone lies in there is fine. Yeah. The only thing is, if you're hooking it to a camcorder, it comes with five different rings that it can screw into so that it can hold it into place.
Yeah, so what I think people understand how this works, but that's a kind of like a one-way mirror. It's a tilted pane of clear glass that's reflecting. So the phone is actually on its side in front of the camera, reflecting up into the glass, bouncing into your eyes. The camera shoots through that clear plane of glass, and so it doesn't appear to be on the camera. They can't, people on the camera can't see it, but you can. So it's a kind of a clever technique.
Yeah.
But what's expensive and really what you're paying for is this hood with a tilted glass that goes on a camera. That's
exactly.
That's why it's $300 or $600.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's neat.
So that's from Tiffin. And I saw B&H Photo had the little one for $299. And it's called ListTech from Tiffin, LISTEC.
Also, it turns out interesting because Tiffin, as I remember, made filters and stuff, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And now they bought Steadicam. They bought ListTech.
Yes, I was just going to say, last year they Steadicam, and now they just bought ListTech.
So they're getting into the television production business, really.
Something we should think about, Leo. I think there's a future in it. Maybe not for us, but there's a future.
No, not for me, for sure. I'm a radio guy. I got a face for radio.
You do. And you have a voice for televisions. So there you go.
I don't know what my body's for, but none of the above.
Science, I would say.
Science.
I say your body is for science fiction.
Science fiction, good. I like it. Gadget number three, Dickie D.
Okay, gadget number three. This was also at the CEA Line Show. It's not a brand new gadget. I've seen it a couple times. I always hesitated recommending it because it seems wildly expensive. On the other hand, I'll describe it. And if you have a person in your family who could use this, then it's worth the money. Okay, the gadget is called Safe Awake. Safe Awake. So it works in conjunction with your smoke detector. When your smoke detector goes off, Safe Awake is on a nightstand next to a person who might be hard of hearing. When that alarm goes off, it starts the bed shaker to shake the bed, and it starts a flashing light, and it starts a very low sound that it said that hard of hearing people will probably hear much better than the higher pitched sound of the smoke detector. So you have to have your own working smoke detector for Safe Awake to work. So they're saying that this is great for senior citizens' home and people with hearing disabilities. What I think is a little excessive is it's $300.
You know, they do that every time for these things.
I know. That is sort of, they figure, well, you must have someone that, you know, you care about and
right.
you don't want them
right.
to be lost.
Insurance will take care of it. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they're at safeawake.com. I hunted around. Didn't seem like there were... It was widely available so that they could offer discounts. It seems like it's sort of $299.95
right.
or not.
Yeah, or you can't have it.
Or you can't have it.
Somebody in the chat room says, we need a baby boomer version. As we baby boomers age, you know, we're going to need this kind of stuff. Fritz suggests something that plays Inagata De Vita for the baby boomer version.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be good? Maybe just the drum solo. That'd wake me up.
Yeah.
Why are they playing it? I got a Vita.
Yeah. Web 7110 says $300 or burn. Your choice.
Yeah. You could die or yeah, you could buy this fine product.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so now you know about that device.
Let's see. I guess it means if you've done three, it's time for me to do one. That's the division of labor here at the Weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know what? Lisa sent me a memo, and it's so funny because on my list of notes, I had the same note. Is when we go to the new show, should we just make it Weekly Gizwiz?
Instead of the Weekly Daily Gizwiz?
Yes.
I guess.
The only reason it would be easier to remember the different...
But we have this sign made and everything.
No, that just says Gaily Gizwiz.
Oh, look. It says weekly right on it. See, weekly.
Well, Leo, just take the weekly and put it in front of the daily, over the daily.
Oh, wow.
You know what? We shouldn't
You're
be doing
it. You're a genius.
Leo, it's done. It's done. That kind of makes it official.
What if we just call it the Gizwiz? Let's just shorten it. You look at the lower third, it just says the Gizwiz.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that.
It is weekly, though, right?
It is weekly, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
It says so right there. It's the Gizwiz, but it's weekly, in case you were wondering. It's not daily, it's the weekly. You know, I think you're right. I think enough people have forgotten now that we ever were daily.
Yeah, that you're right.
That we should probably just make it the bi-monthly Gizwiz.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Weekly Gizwiz, but you know,
fair
keep
enough.
The same numbering system and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Good thinking. Dick, if you would do the honors, I am prepared to do a turn the table turkey. Can we change the name of that too?
No.
Oh.
No. Hey. Dick DiBartolo, Man's Meta Strider. You know, I always do this intro because this is where Leo starts opening packages and saying, I'm going to be on in about 10 seconds. Right now, he's looking through the boxes because it's any minute now. It's time for his turn the table turkey.
Oh, no, I don't have anything.
Leo looking.
This theme is 17 seconds long. It's got 17 seconds to find it. 15. It's gotta be here somewhere.
10.
Don't do that. It makes me nervous.
1.
Have we ever talked about vuvuzelas? No, actually, I'm wearing my turn the table turkey today.
Really?
Yes. And thank you
for lanyards. We never did you the lanyards.
They're on lanyards. Well, these are Twit lanyards. I don't. You know what? If you come out, I will give you your very own. I put these on lanyards because, frankly, they're easy to lose. These are USB thumb drives. And, well, the reason I kind of got interested in these again is because I got, as you know, I got that new MacBook Retina display MacBook.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the first Macintosh to feature USB 3. You've had USB 3 for some time, you Windows users. But I haven't really been able to take advantage of USB 3. We've had FireWire and Thunderbolt on the Mac side. Both are high-speed ports. But once Apple started making devices that use the Ivy Bridge processor, they got kind of for free. Ivy Bridge includes the capability to do USB 3. USB 3 is fast. It's considerably faster than USB 2.0, and it's even faster, really, than FireWire. Now, USB is a very USB is a very different kind of thing than FireWire. FireWire is peer to peer. Each device in a FireWire chain is equal. USB is kind of a client-server connection. There has to be a smart device and a dumb device. Usually, it's a computer and an external peripheral of some kind or memory. USB 2.0 was nominally 400 to 480 megabits per second. There was a high speed that went up to 480. USB 3.0 is a lot faster. The specification for USB 3.0, let me see if I can find it. There's all sorts of features here. In theory, the super speed bus can go up to 5 gigabits, 5 billion bits per second. The raw throughput is 4 gigabits. And what, in fact, is the case is that usually you don't get the nominal speed. So you never got the 400 megabits on USB 2, and you don't get the 3.2 nominal or 4 gigabit nominal speed. You usually get somewhat less than half of that. But it's about 400 megabytes a second, potentially. So what's interesting is that these USB keys are traditionally much, much slower, right? So they have started creating faster USB drives. And I got one I bought and one you sent me. And I thought I'd do some benchmarks. So the first one I bought was from Corsair. And I've been using these Corsair thumb drives for a long time. This is a 64 gigabyte Flash Voyager GT. And this is one of the super high speed USB 3.0. They make, I should point out, they make a variety of USB 3.0 thumb drives, but unless they also speed up the drive's capability, you won't see the full potential throughput on the USB 3 bus. So you need two things. You need a USB 3 connection, which I have on this new MacBook, and you need a faster memory so that you can take advantage of it. And that's what these two both claim. Let me look up the Corsair and I'll show you the listing. It was $100 for 64 gigs. By the way, I got to say, I am very, very happy with the falling price of these thumb drives. This is the Corsair GT Flash Voyager. I got the 64. They also make it for half that in 32 gigabytes. That's $45 for 32 gigabytes. And I got the 64-gigabyte drive, which is a little bit... They also make a 16. So the prices are really low. This is the USB GT 64-gigabyte drive that I'm holding here. $95 on Amazon. List price is $115. Now, here's the claim. Maximum, and by the way, note that word maximum. Read is 220 megabytes a second. Maximum write is 110 megabytes per second. And the way they do this is with faster memory and multi-channel reading and writing. USB 3 allows 8-channel for reading, which means in theory it could be a lot faster. Let me show you, though. I downloaded from Blackmagic a benchmark app for Macintosh that tests drive speed. This is actually Blackmagic, you might know, makes video cameras, video capture cards, things like that. And the reason that they make this product, it's kind of cool. They do it so that wait a minute, I have to sync this up, I guess, because I put this on Dropbox. Let me just get these benchmarks over because I did them at, on the laptop, and I'm not seeing them in here. No, come on. Oh, crud. Well, I'm going to have to log on to my computer, I guess. Shoot, I should have put it on the USB thumb drive. What was I thinking? I put them on the Dropbox. I thought, oh, that's no problem. They'll just sync right over, and they didn't. Hold on a minute.
What Leo doesn't know is that the USB drive he has.
See, I can't test it on the computer here. I have to do it on a USB 3 computer. So I don't think, unfortunately... Well, it says I can see my... Let's see. Can I see my... I guess I can. I can log on to my computer at home. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. This will just take a second as I download the benchmarks here. And SSD benchmarks. There they are.
You are downloading something from your computer at home?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got them. Here they go. So let me show you real quickly. So this is the Corsair, and this is the interface. You're seeing the interface from the Blackmagic Disk Speed Test. That's kind of a cool little program.
Yeah, nice.
The reason Blackmagic makes this is so that you could test your hard drives to see if they're fast enough for, you know, reading and writing video, high quality, because they make a variety of video capture cards. As you can see, this is barely fast enough for their higher quality formats, because this is the supposedly 220 and 110 read-write GT. The speed, and I tested it a variety of times, is 140 megabits read and 78 megabits or megabytes, I should say, megabytes write. Now, this is still a lot faster than a traditional USB 3 drive. That's a huge difference, but a little bit less than they advertise. So I also got, as you can see here in my hand somewhere, there we go, I also got this. This is what you had Kingston send me. This is the HyperX. Right. This also claims USB 3 and much faster speeds. I ran the benchmark, and lo and behold, indeed, I was able to get the higher speed. Now, not the nominal speed that everybody talks about, you know, the gigabits per second that supposedly USB 3 can do, but still very credible. 100 megabytes a second write. That's about the same as the GT, and 236 megabytes per second read. This reads really fast. This is really fast, and it really is nice to use. In fact, because my MacBook Retina doesn't have a giant hard drive, I'm using this extra 64 gigs on the HyperX to store my photo library and use this for photo editing. It's fast enough to do that. One little caveat on this, it gets very hot. It has a metal enclosure, and it's when it's doing heavy reads and writes. I wrote 50 gigabyte files over worth of files over to it. At the end of that, it was burning hot, almost too hot to touch. I don't think that's abnormal. I think that's probably why they make the HyperX with a metal container, so that it can kind of offload the heat. But to just be aware, this is very hot stuff in more ways than one. I was very happy with the speed. Let me just show you, though, very quickly the actual SSD inside the MacBook. Now, remember, this is connected to its 6 gigabit SATA connector, and you want to see the read and write speeds of the hard drive in the notebook itself. Little bit better, 383 megabytes a second for writing and almost half a gigabyte per second reading, 442 megabytes per second reading. It's so fast, it's actually redlining the phony tachometers on the Blackmagic speed test program. So
I can't even type that fast.
I know, very, very fast. So that's one of the reasons the computer boots so fast and really feels like a very snappy machine. That's why an SSD is such a great thing. But this is an internal drive on the SATA connector at SATA 6 for 6 gigabits a second. So, of course, it's going to be a lot faster. The HyperX from Kingston is a little bit more expensive as well. List price is $130. But given the much higher read performance, remember, not read, not write, read performance, I think this is a good choice to spend a little bit, $20 more to get a lot faster performance. The only thing that was a little weird is, man, the speed, the thing heated up really, really badly. They have it, offer it in very large capacities. I actually have the smallest capacity, 64 gigs, 128 gigs, and 256 gigs.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
What does that cost?
That's got to be. You know, it's interesting because that's the size of the hard drive in my.
I was just going to say that's a computer.
In my computer. Drive. It's $545 bucks on Amazon for the 256 gig version. It's pretty pricey. If we go down to 64 gigs, it's $120 bucks on Amazon. I would recommend this absolutely. I think that if you need the speed and you have you've got to have a USB 3 port or you will not benefit from that speed. USB 2 won't tap it out. But if you have the need for speed, this is a very, very nice thumb drive. Actually, they both are. Remember, the write speeds were almost the same on both the Corsair and the Kingston keys. It was the read speed that the Kingston HyperX really won the race. And I can see, you know, I can see why it's worth about $20 more. If you need that faster read speed, read is always faster on flash, then I would recommend the HyperX. Very nice. So there you go. That's
Sounds good.
Turn the table turkey.
Wow.
And if that's my turn the table turkey, then it must be time for Dick DiBartolo's visit to the Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
oh-ho!
He takes them out to play.
Oh-ho!
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
By the way, N2R is saying, can you boot from this drive? Of course you can. If your computer can boot from USB, you should be able to boot from this. And that's another good reason to have some high-speed reading. It would boot very quickly from this drive. Dick, your scary warehouse gadget.
Yes. Well, you know, when we were talking about the teleprompter earlier, and I said, wait a minute. I think I have a gadget from 5 or 6 years ago in the warehouse that it does something similar. So I went to Sophia Brothers. I'm going to turn around. And indeed, I found my CI2I.
Ooh.
Okay.
Eye contact device for webcams.
Yeah, this
what
is
the hell? Oh, come on. Now you're teasing me.
Not quite the elegant solution.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, well, it's very bizarre. I mean, it only sells for $49. Actually, the company's still making them. It hangs over the back of your computer.
Yeah.
You make sure that the camera is behind the mirror, and then there's a mirror down below.
It's
so
a periscope.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it is.
So you could look over your neighbor's fence?
Well, no. So it projects the image on your screen. What you do is you have to use your cursor to move the image of the person you're talking to the right location so that it hits the mirror. Then it bounces up and it shines on the mirror, which is a two-way mirror, behind which your webcam is. So the effect is that you have your own kind of mini teleprompter. Now, there's only one little adjustment, these little tabs over here that...
Wait a minute. Now, where do you put your head?
No, this just go... Let me just put it over this for a minute now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
It looks exactly the same on our end.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because now I'm looking directly into the camera through a mirror.
That's kind of, that's what I'm, I'll take two. That's a great, we should have that for every host on the show.
Okay.
So you're looking at the camera, even though
I'm looking directly at the camera,
even though the camera is actually above your eye line.
You know, actually my camera is pretty much in my eye line.
So it's not changing anything.
No, but what it eliminates, Leo, is that you tend to look down to see the person's image that you're talking to. Like right now, I'm looking down.
Ah, so it's bouncing me into the camera.
Right.
Or it so could be, but if you had a little, you know, text window there, you could be reading what's on the text window.
Yeah, except the problem is that they do make software, so you can use it as a teleprompter, but yeah. It's such a narrow view. Yeah. And also, if you have a wide range camcorder, it cuts the ends off. I mean, if you're doing amateur video and stuff, this
well, that's what we specialize work. In. I think that's perfect. Put it on again. I want to see.
This is too professional for your operation.
Yeah,
but I'm talking.
Right. Let me see again what it looks like. There's the image without it.
This is the image without.
That's the image without it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm going to put it. Oh, you know, I moved these adjustments, so it may be out of whack now.
So, are we looking through a clear lens?
You're now looking through a mirror.
There is a little bit of a reflection around your chin. I can kind of sort of see. Oh, okay. And now, what do you see when you're looking at us?
I am actually, well, you see, I'm only seeing me now because you have me on camera.
Oh, well, let me put me on. Now, right. What do you see?
Okay, now I'm seeing you.
But I can't tell because I'm looking at me. So let me, right. Wait a minute. Let's see if I can switch this quickly. Look at me. Okay, and I'm looking at you. Okay, now ready? I'm going to switch. Now, don't. Oh, no, wait a minute. Keep looking at me. Stop. No, look at me. Okay, no. Oh, it's not going to help.
Yeah. Now watch the difference when I take this off.
Now what the hell are you looking at? Are you looking at me?
You're looking at me. Pastries.
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. Wait. Who brought that cheesecake? That looks good.
Oh, Neil brought cheesecake.
Thank you, Neil.
And
yum.
Italian in it. A whole tray of pastries.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Get the box.
Take the pastries. Leave the gun. No. Wait a minute. What do you got? Oh, look at that. Where do you go to get all that stuff?
They're at BODELIN.com.
BODELIN.com. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Neil, for making me jealous. Well, I can't eat
them
anyway.
Rare. You're always coming in with someone has, dog butt coffee.
Last time I had dog butt coffee, and boy, am I lucky. And before the time before that, Corey brought us, and I have to admit, eventually I broke down. He brought us some really amazing cupcakes, and I finally did have to have one.
Yeah.
Is there any cannoli in there at all?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you had that atomic energy coffee thing.
That was good. Yeah. Yeah. We get people bring us stuff all the time. I got to admit. We got good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, Myra doesn't bring nothing. So it was a refreshing change.
You know, Myra's
heartbroken, by the way.
Why?
She works on Tuesdays.
Oh, she can't come to the Disneyland studios anymore.
Oh, but you know what? I'm still going to do radio on Saturdays.
Yeah, you're still going to do a show. You're just going to
And Lisa said...
It'd just be very short.
Yes, but Leo said you want to go home Saturdays after the show. So she said if you want to stay for 15 to 20 minutes...
You know what? We could totally give you the floor after the radio show, and you could take an hour or two.
Oh, I don't want to do that, but I'll certainly talk to the chat room for 15 to 20
You're
minutes.
You're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
more than welcome to do that.
Yeah. So that way I wouldn't have to abandon any of my friends who can't join us on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
So we'll
good
have
to
a
me.
Double audience. We'll have the new Tuesday audience and the old Saturday audience.
Right on. We have a letter, don't we?
Yes, we have a visual letter, so I sent it on to you.
Oh, well, before we do that, I should probably play the infamous letters jingles. What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. You'd have Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter dancing to that next time. Don't you have like an Abe Lincoln? Oh, no, it's a monkey.
No, I have a monkey.
Oh, but it was like the Mr. Lincoln audio animatronics thing.
Oh, no, I had the Elvis.
Elvis. I confuse.
Singing head.
I frequently confuse Lincoln and Elvis.
He had like 14 motors, and there was more motor noise than singing.
So did you send that back, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they didn't want it back, so I gave it to a charity.
I'm sure there's some little old lady right now.
Sonny boy, can you sing that song about the shoes?
I'm all shook up. So our letter today comes from Blue Green Yoshi. Didn't we decide that that was like an algae or something?
I think, yeah, I have it on the bottom of my boat.
Blue-green Yoshi.
Yeah.
He says, my friend Betty Mercer sent me these pictures. Oh, you know, see, now we're on some mailing list of Fakatka pictures. These pictures of doormats, and I thought I'd share them with you. Chad Masters, a.k.a. Blue-green Yoshi. These are doormats with attitude. This first one says, come back with a warrant. That's good.
That's good.
I'm actually shopping for a doormat. This is a nice one, a button that says, you are here.
I have this one. This one is right on the floor behind me.
You have this one?
Yeah. Wow. You are here.
I like it. That's good. Here's one that says, this is not a joke. If you ever want to see these people again, bring me a 5-pound rib roast in a plain brown bag, signed the dog.
That's good.
I like it. Nice underwear.
Oh, that's funny. Now
think about that. You see, you get it.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, I will not be a doormat. I will not be a doormat. I will not be a doormat. Just walk all over me. This is the 50 Shades of Grey doormat, actually.
Yes, it is.
Go away, come back with wine. That's good. That's good. Here's one. Another doormat says, I'm really glad to see you, but then I lie like a mat. I'm not sure if I want any of these yet. We love our vacuum. We found God, and we gave it the office. Thanks. That's good if you get a lot of door-to-door salesmen.
Yeah. Are there still door-to-door salesmen?
Oh, yeah. Here in Petaluma. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
We used to live on a cul-de-sac, so you can see them coming. So I had plenty of time to get the shotgun. No problem. Here's one that says, quote, please stay on the mat. Your visit is very important to us. Your knock will be answered in the order in which it was received.
That's funny.
That's cute. I like that. Ask not for whom the dog barks. It barks for thee. Very sophisticated.
I need your voice to get that.
Philosophical,
over.
Yeah. And then beware of cat, and it's shredded. There's cat claw marks. That's good. That's good. I like that one. That's a good one. Yeah. Here's one. Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit. Look who's here.
You know what you need?
What?
Oh, Leo, you know, I should actually send this in as my invention video.
Yeah.
A video doormat that would cycle through all these different doormats.
Oh, a video doormat.
So you're not, and then you could type in fresh things for the guests who are coming.
And then here's the last one, because I can't show the very last one because it's got a bad word in it.
Oh, okay.
This one is, a lovely lady and a grumpy old man live here.
Oh.
I would guess the lady bought that doormat.
I would think.
Last one says, oh, poop, not you again.
Okay. That was good. Okay.
You get the idea.
I can make an alpha from there.
You know where I'm going.
I know where you're
doormats
going.
Doormats with attitude. But you have, how is it that you come by the You Are Here doormat? Did you buy that?
Yeah, I saw it and I thought, oh, you know what? That's very funny. I'm going to put it outside the studio door.
I like that.
It was just kind of silly.
So if people get confused about where they are,
you just look down.
You are here.
Yeah. You know, and the subway, you know, they have those big subway maps.
The maps.
And with the arrow and you are here. And then someone wrote, too bad.
So sorry. So sad.
You are here. Too bad.
Never mind. Go away. Dick, our time is up. Now, once again, we want to remind people we're not moving next week or the week after. July 24th will be our first Tuesday afternoon performance, 4 p.m. Eastern. 1 p.m. Pacific, 2000 UTC. You can watch us live then. But Dick will continue to be on at this time doing, you know, a little, I don't know, match game stuff. And we are going to dress up the new Gizwiz. I think we just call it the Gizwiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to dress that one up with...
Okay. Just the Gizwiz. Yeah.
Not even weekly. Just the Gizwiz.
Yeah, the Gizwiz. That's good.
Yeah. Gizwiz plus his sidekick, Leo.
Maybe, or Leo presents.
Oh, Leo Laporte presents a Twit production, The Gizwiz, featuring Dick DiBartolo. How about that?
It's getting there.
Can I have a big, muscly guy with a gong at the beginning?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Pong. Right. We're working
this
with Jason.
This is a really rank production.
Rank production. That's a really rank production. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Remember that giant thing?
We're, you know, we really do want to kind of spice it up. And it's our funniest show. It's really our comedy show on the network. And I really do want to make it a success. So so what we're going to do is we're going to really dress it up a little bit and make
and
it
people
fun.
Can send in videos.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that again.
Yeah, yeah. So there'll still be a video of the week, but it can be your video, you the viewer. And we're looking for videos like 2 to 4 minutes in one of three categories. My Gadget Warehouse, where you send us a video about a gadget that's way old, but for some reason you can't part with it. You know, just say why you bought it and why you still love it. I bought a piece of crap, 2 to 4 minute video. Something exciting that you wanted to have and you got it and it's not what you thought. So it's kind of your way to vent. And the final thing will be, I invented this, or you can, you know, if you, you know, your neighbor invented something, drag them in and get us a little 2 to 4 minute video. And just by it being on the show, you know, hopefully someone will say, oh, you know, I should call those people, get in touch with them.
I think we might see some, you have to really pitch it. You have to really sell it. And it can't be too long. Just a few minutes, a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Two to 4 minutes tops. Yep. And, send it to GizWiz. At twit.tv.
GizWiz at twit. There's the email address. GizWiz at twit.tv.
And our new executive producer, Jason, who is also the doorman and the janitor. Yeah. But
we gave you the best. Top of the line.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And I like this idea of Leo Laporte presents a twit production, the Daily GizWiz, featuring Dick DiBartolo, a really rank production. I think it's good.
Good.
I think it could be a hit, Dick. I think it could be fabulous.
It smells like a hit. It smells like something.
Dickie D, you're the best. Always a pleasure. Enjoy great, your Independence Day.
I'll make it official. I'll be out there on July 24th in person.
I love it.
And we'll do it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dickie D. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And, Dick, I'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
Yes!
A weekly daily Gizwiz. A weekly Gizwiz.